Can you hear me? Yes, Mr. Chairperson, apologies. In fact, we raised the flag just before you hammered, and maybe from our side there was a little misunderstanding. We had prepared a statement, so we really appreciate that you give us the opportunity to bring it. So let me start by thanking you and the friends of the chair for your efforts to advance our collective objective. We welcome the change to paragraph 4 in the version that was just circulated. Let me continue to share three remarks on the text that we received yesterday. We also shared these remarks in written format with the ISU today. First, as a general remark, we would be grateful if the ISU could provide the state's parties with an estimation of the supplementary cost resulting from the current proposal, so we can understand the impact on the size of assessed contributions, and it would be good if we could receive this well before the special conference. Second, also on the text received yesterday, so on the terms of reference of the ICA steering group, Annex 1, Appendix 2, we do not agree with the way this chapter has evolved, and we have a strong preference for the former version. We fear that the proposed process facilitates political instrumentalization. And in particular, we believe that the membership to the steering group should be granted to individual experts rather than to state parties, rather than to states. We also believe that members must possess the adequate expertise. The current text only states that they may possess this expertise. And any replacement should follow the same procedure as the initial appointment. We also believe that substantial non-state donors should be allowed as observers and given the right to speak and submit written documents to the steering group. And in more general terms on this topic, we want to underline that the desire and the preparedness of donors to contribute to the ICA fund will strongly depend on the technical expertise and the quality of the project vetting process of the ICA mechanism. So it's very important to have a good process in order to attract the funds. Then third, in the Annex 2, Appendix 1, so on the Science and Technology Advisory Mechanism, we would like to add a reference to the promotion of biosafety and biosecurity to the functions of the mechanism. This in conformity with the terms of reference of the ICA assistance program in Annex 1, in Appendix 1 of Annex 1. So, and in conformity with the outcome document of the 7th review conference. And there the reference is para 13, A. That's the chapter on Article 4 of the Convention. And thank you, Mr. Chairperson, and again, apologies for my tardiness.